let them go in the pasture with the cows, and they take them and plow them though during. They get them and plow them and do the work, and at lunchtime they come and turn them loose in the lot and let them feed them and water them and then catch them back and go back. And we had chickens and ducks and pigs.
Where'd you keep them?
We had a hog pen, they call it. It was near the barn too, to keep the hogs. And keep them plenty of water, and they like to swim and play in that mud and water and feed them.
Then you'd slaughter?
Yes. If we had one that we were going to kill that winter, we'd put him on the floor and pen and keep him and feed him to get him fat.
Put those on the floor?
Yes, have a pen with the floor up off of the ground. And that's where you kept him. And feed him.
Why would you do water that?
Them. They fattening them to kill.
I mean, why would it make any difference what pen they were in?
Well, they say they don't do as well on the ground, and the meat won't turn out as good, or it be dark or something where they stay in that mud.
Hmm. Well, I've seen pictures in magazines of what was the floor, concrete or just wood?
Wood, yes.
Do you ever see a hog slaughtered?
Yes.
What was that like?
Well, it's just... Go down to, maybe if they're going to kill him, get the water hot in the pot, real hot, and go to the pen and shoot him or knock him in the head with the axe and drag him out and put him, the water in that barrel and put him in that skull and take him out and strip that hair off him. And then after you get all the hair stripped off him, hang him up and gut him. Then when you finish gutting him, take him down and cut him, the hams and the middlings and the head and different parts of him. Put him.
What's the middlings?
That's the side of the hog where the bacon comes from.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
But you're talking about a side of bacon or side of middling?
They don't slice it when they call it a side. It's just all together. Uh-huh. The hog whole big size and just leave it whole that way. And they call that a side of a slab of bacon.
But... talk about bacon and middling. Are they the same thing?
Yes, they are.
Do you know how you use each term?
Well, they call it a slab of bacon when it's whole slab, but when it's sliced, it's bacon.
I see. And the stuff that you buy already sliced,
it's bacon.
Break bacon. Okay. What about when you smoke the side?
Well, you can, if you want to smoke it at home, you take it and you salt it down for 9 days, and it's just full of salt, all of it, in a box. As you lay it in there, you lay a layer of meat and a layer of salt, and you let that stay there for 9 days, then you take it out and get you a pot of hot water, boiling water, and you dip this in there and get that salt off. Then you put your holes in it and hang it in the smokehouse and start smoking.
Now, this hadn't been cut.
It's cut. Cut it up after you kill it. When you kill it, you cut it up. Then.
Slice it, you mean?
No, not, you don't slice the bacon. You leave it, but you cut the hams and the shoulders and all that, and you salt it down. Then you take and hang the ham and the shoulders up and smoke it. And you sausage it, if you're going to make sausage, grind that, and you put it in there and smoke it too. Stuff the sausages and hang them up.
And you just... You say you'd have to cut holes in it?
Yes, to put this, they call it bear grace, through there to hang it up. Uh-huh. That's to hang it up in the smokehouse. You have pieces of, you maybe a small tree you cut and put it across there to hang it on in the smokehouse. So you have something to hang on.
How long would it take in all that?
Oh, it would take about